What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And as long as we're walking down memory lane to my ancient history, this goes back to when I was talking about the lost legions of Rome, where they lost three legions up in Germania, and that began the disintegration of Rome, because the myth of Roman invincibility was destroyed. And many, many years ago, I was in Germany working on a film project, and the main command sites are all archaeological reserves and protected. But the actual battlefields are just spread all over the place, very often onto private land. And one of the animators I was working with, one weekend we took off, we went out to visit his family. And these things, I'm showing this on BAM User, the RBN listeners are just going to have to take my word for it. These were literally all over the place. Every time they tried to dig for post holes or anything, they would dig these up. And what this is a bronze sword trap from the tunic of a Roman soldier. They did not all have those solid metal armor breastplates. Those were the officers. The lower soldiers would have these thick leather tunics that had these little sword traps sewn all over them. And the idea was that you'd get a little bit of a cut when the sword hit you, but this would prevent the sword from going in too deep. So that's a souvenir from the beginning of the fall of Rome, a reminder that no empire lasts forever. We're going to close the phone lines for a little bit because I want to get into some of the news that's going on here. Everybody is still screaming about the emergency spending bill, where it went, and basically a lot of people are saying this emergency spending bill underscores the fact that Donald Trump is not able to implement his promises. There's no money for the border wall, but plenty for Planned Parenthood in a Republican-dominated Congress. This emergency budget actually has a provision that blocks the border wall. And it does. It failed to cut the funding for EPA, which Trump had promised they were going to do. It provides funding for Planned Parenthood. It provides funding for the sanctuary cities and Obamacare subsidies. So the election made no difference. The agenda continues to be the agenda, continues to be the agenda. Now, as a result of the funding of Planned Parenthood, there's a very quiet, soft protest that's going on. Over at Paul Ryan's office, they have received 200,000 baby socks, each representing an unborn baby aborted at the hands of Planned Parenthood. So, now, the Koch brothers, I never get that straight, they're already pledging to build a campaign war chest to defend Republicans who vote against the GOP health bill. They want to keep things just the way they are, obviously heavily invested in those health insurance industries, and they're making money hand over fist. Or at least for their investors. They claim they're not making the money they want to be making. But the big money politics has really reached a stage where it's very obvious. Our nation is controlled by money and people with money. And sometimes there aren't even really all that many people involved with it, because so much of the nation's economic decisions are now being made by computers, and it's spiraling out of control. And everybody is out there whining about President Trump and, oh, how terrible he is. Celebrity Chrissy Teigen blamed Donald Trump for the crippling anxiety she's experiencing and said she's going to have to go on another med. Say, that's not a joke. I'm having to take more medication because of Donald Trump. Lawrence Fishburne's daughter is blaming the political situation on Donald Trump for her having received a DUI citation. The trauma caused by the Trump victory made me drink and then drive. Apparently that's it. Now, on a more serious note, getting away from the liberal snowflakes, we are seeing some legitimate criticism of the first 100 days. Over at QZ.com, they're pointing out Trump ran as a foreign policy realist, meaning he should know we can't win these wars and we don't really have any business being over there. And instead, he's become another interventionist. And they start off saying, wow, that was fast. 3 months, Trump goes from voicing much-needed skepticism of foreign policy to just embracing what was handed to him. The orthodoxy of endless interventions around the world. And everybody's ganging up on Donald Trump. The Anti-Defamation League is now saying that Donald Trump is to blame for anti-Semitism. Ooh, he's an anti-Semite. I'm not even sure what they're basing that on. He's been going along with Israel's agenda like every president before him. Or maybe he's not smiling while he does it, the way Hillary would have. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just rejoining our network. Scott Adams has weighed on in with an observation. The Trump resistance has abandoned this Russian puppet idea because there's no evidence to support it. And it's embarrassing them to pursue it. And they're moving over to this new idea, Donald Trump is crazy. And unfortunately, they may actually get a little more traction with that because crazy is a subjective opinion. There is no scientific machine that you can wire somebody up to and there'll be a needle that will say mildly neurotic, sociopathic, megalomania, obsessive compulsive. It's no such thing. Mental illness is the opinion of somebody who supposedly is trained to spot mental illnesses and sell you psychiatric medication. So we're seeing all these Trump is crazy, he's infirm, coming on out. And here's the real shocker. This is coming from the New Yorker magazine. And it's reporting that members of Congress are holding secret conversations, not that secret if the New Yorker found out, about removing President Donald Trump under the 25th Amendment. And under Section 4 of the 25th Amendment, a president can be removed from office if he is judged to be unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office by the vice president, who wants his job, and a majority of the cabinet secretaries, or by a congressionally appointed body such as a panel of medical experts. If the president objects, Congress is given 3 weeks to have a vote on removing the president, and a two-thirds majority in each chamber is required to remove the president. So we're going to start seeing more questions about how's his health. I mean, remember all the when we were asking about Hillary Clinton's obvious signs of frailty, and oh, you're it's unfair, you're being misogynist. And now we have Donald Trump, who basically impressed everybody during the campaign season with his boundless energy. He was just bouncing all over the place. And now they're going to say, oh, yeah, he's hiding secrets about his health. He's really ill. We've got to get him on out. And boy, talk about ingratitude. Donald Trump has basically betrayed his support base, given the deep state everything they want, and they're still talking about getting rid of him. So we would then get Mike Pence, who will go along with the agenda of more wars on the world and more poverty for the American people, but he'll smile while he does it, and I guess that makes all the difference in the world. Now, I want to talk about this little Stephen Colbert kerfuffle. I hadn't been paying that much attention to it because, frankly, I stopped watching Stephen Colbert a while ago. But apparently Colbert went on a rant on his show, and I went back and I saw it. And I understand it's supposed to be a humor show and satire and freedom of speech and everything, but this crossed the line. I mean, as much as I am disappointed by Donald Trump, I would never make it personal. I don't make jokes about his hair. I'm not going to make comments about his family members. At least within the universe of what really happened, that's definitely off limits. So basically, Colbert just slammed Donald Trump and ended up with what some people are saying is a homophobic comment. That the only thing Trump's mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's, and I'll let you fill in the rest of the blank because I don't want to risk the FCC license of our on-air affiliates. The reason this is becoming an issue is over in Texas, there's a lawyer, Cameron Kinvig, who has basically said that Colbert's comments may be illegal because they're knowingly false and clearly show signs of actual malice. Now, in the corporate media, when they make a mistake, when they smear somebody, when they damage them, there is a defense called absence of malice. If we didn't mean to do you harm, then we are safe from lawsuit. But I agree with this lawyer. This clearly was a malicious attack on the president. Now, before we get too down on Stephen Colbert, we need to remember he is reading material written for him by the show's writers under the direction of the show's producers and executive producer, and I don't know if Stephen Colbert is one of the EPs or not, but we need to find out, because Colbert may not himself have originated the material. It could have even come on down from above the show itself, from the network. Networks regularly intrude onto the production of a show and say, you will do this, you will not do that. Little bit of an anecdote from the early days of the original Gene Roddenberry Star Trek. When NBC was negotiating to bring the series in, they had two objections. First of all, Gene Roddenberry did not have anybody on the Enterprise smoking cigarettes. He figured by the 23rd century, everybody would have quit that. And he had a female second in command. And NBC said, well, our advertisers are not going to advertise on your show unless your cast is puffing away while they're fighting the Klingons. And the men in the audience are going to object to that strong female. So if you want the show to go on the air, you'd better make some choices. And so eventually Roddenberry agreed to have a male, albeit an alien second in command, Mr. Spock. But he was able to hang on to this idea that nobody on the Enterprise was smoking. They certainly drank a lot, especially Scotty. But those are the kind of deals that you have to make with the network to get your show produced here. All right, now then, let's talk about the economy. And we're seeing over at Investment Watch blog another article reminding us all that more and more countries around the world are now bypassing the United States dollar. And that is really the heart of the current U.S. militarism. Because at the end of World War II, under the Bretton Woods Agreement, the U.S. dollar was the global trade and banking currency. When countries did business with other countries, they would first go through the U.S. dollar. They would convert their krona into U.S. dollars. Then they would take those U.S. dollars over to this other country, which would then convert the U.S. dollars into whatever their domestic currency was. And the United States financial system made a handsome profit off of this. And it was a way for the U.S. to keep hegemonic global domination over the world's economic system as a means of control. Well, the rest of the world has gotten tired of that. And you have countries that have treaties for direct currency exchange. They don't go through the dollar. And it was inevitable anyway, because in the years right after World War II, when accounts were still being settled, if not with actual bullion, but with boxes of printed notes, having a single reliable global currency did make sense. Before the U.S. dollar, it had been the British pound sterling. But in this day and age of instantaneous global financial transactions and confirmation, the idea of a single global currency is obsolete, especially when you're having to surrender part of your profits of cross-border trade and banking to the owner of that paper and ink. So countries are turning away from it. That's what's behind BRICS. You're seeing China has direct currency treaties with eight other nations, and it's a growing movement. And that is why the U.S. government is in a real, real panic. Because right now, having that dollar out there, forcing other people to use it for cross-border trade and banking, to purchase natural resources, that's about the only thing keeping our economy from an immediate collapse. That's why they're willing to go to war on Iraq when Iraq wanted to sell their oil for the euro. That's why they went to war on Libya when Libya wanted to sell their oil for the gold dinar. That's what's driving this new U.S.-led World War III, forcing everybody back to being dependent on the U.S. paper dollar. Article coming out of here, again, Investment Watch blog. Canada's banking system may be starting to crash right before our eyes. They're talking about the Home Capital Group, which has now been given a junk rating. And its stock, its value, is now down more than 78% since the first of this year. And analysts are saying there's nothing stopping it from going further, dropping further. And we're starting to see contagion. Now, where this all began was with securities regulators accusing the company of misleading their investors, which is something you really don't want to do, but if you do, you don't want them to find out. And that's what triggered the run on Home Capital. They pulled out $472 million just last Wednesday. And it's not going to stop. The panic is definitely on, and it may be spreading to some of these other Canadian institutions. Now, we've been talking about Puerto Rico's bankruptcy. And as part of the bankruptcy, they are now going to close 184 public schools. I don't know how many public schools they have in Puerto Rico. It is a small island. That may actually be most of them. Be an opportunity for homeschooling to catch on down there. And all of this is because of the fundamental flaw in private central banks, in that they create more debt than money with which to pay the debt until the debt strangles the country and its people. Now, American-based clothing chain Express is planning to close all 17 of their stores in Canada and just get out of Canada. Apparently, it's not doing very well up there. Apparently, Marsh Supermarkets have announced they're starting to close stores. 9 more in Indiana will be closing for good at the end of this month. That makes 18 stores closing this month. 6 of those stores are in Indianapolis, including 2 that were announced Thursday on Kentucky Avenue and 86th Street. And the latest flurry of closings comes only a few weeks after the company announced more store closings. People do not have money to go to the stores. Guess what happens? Over in London, they're observing that the traditional London pub is going out of business at an unprecedented rate. And it's not that they don't have customers, because if you've never been to a London pub, you need to understand it's not just a bar where you buy drinks. It's sort of a communal meeting room where all of your neighbors get together and discuss what's going on. That's part of the pub experience. But as land prices, rent prices, retail space prices go on up, they're not able to make it anymore. And some very historic, iconic London pubs are being forced to shut down. The Public House, yes, that's what was called the Public House. New study out showing the growing significance of cryptocurrencies. It is a coming thing, and I probably need to study a little bit more about how they operate. I was starting to, but unfortunately the particular cryptocurrency I was trying to turn into a learning experience was banned here in Hawaii. I'm concerned about a virtual currency, because that's what so much of what is issued by the private central banks happens to be. The difference is that a cryptocurrency has no centralized issuing authority, but whether it can still be manipulated, well, I look at what's going on in Japan, and that looks to me like it's a bubble. I'd still prefer to go on back to coinage in your pocket made out of metals with intrinsic value. We'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just track yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we are seeing a continuation of the corporate media trying to tell us that everything is all hunky-dory, and they're claiming an unemployment rate of only 4.4%. Huzzah, huzzah, the good times are here. Now, if we're at a 4.4% unemployment rate, then why is the Baltic Dry Index at record lows? The Baltic Dry Index is an indicator of raw goods ordered by manufacturing to produce products supposedly being purchased by all these people with these jobs. You can't have a declining Baltic Dry Index at the same time you claim to have job growth. This is just another Pinocchio lie, because we know there are over 90 million Americans, legal American citizens, who are out of work and have not been able to find work for a long time. But they're just tossed into another category because the government doesn't want to come on out and admit what the real unemployment number is, because you might actually get upset with the economic masters of this country, and that can't be allowed to happen. Because if it does, like that other caller said, the guillotines will start appearing. And if you study the history of the French Revolution, you will remember that the bankers went to the guillotines before the royalty, and that wasn't just a coincidence of timing. But seizing on that 4.4% claimed unemployment, two GOP legislators have come on out with a bill to basically grant amnesty for migrants to put them into the workforce. They're calling it the American Replacement Bill plus amnesty. And the idea is that they're going to basically say that all of these illegal immigrants and refugees, they can go on out and they can take those jobs that Americans won't. Well, I don't think there are very many jobs Americans won't take. The problem is there aren't jobs to begin with. We do not have enough jobs for the American population by 90 million. And throwing the refugees and illegal immigrants into the job market is not going to make the situation better. It's just pandering to that New World Order globalist agenda without regard to what the consequences are going to be for the member nations or the individual nations, and sovereign people. Yes, it will cause suffering and misery, but that's a sacrifice I am willing to make for the dream of a one-world global government and a one-world private central bank holding all of mankind as debt slaves until the sun swells up and swallows the planet Earth. By the way, I'm looking on Fox News. Apparently, the Democrats are having a meltdown over the House passage of the new health care bill. So they're in a tizzy about that. Over at I'm looking at this article here. Why the U.S. should have a national health service and why it won't work without proper immigration enforcement. And basically what it's saying is along the lines of something Ron Paul said a long time ago. And that was, why are we trying to craft an Obamacare or Trump care or everything? Let's look at other countries that have a health system that works for the people and just copy what they're doing. Which would seem to make sense until you remember that the whole purpose of this government control and intervention is to force more money from the pockets of the people into the medical industrial complex. And a lot of people are saying, why don't we just go full Brit and create a national health service? And no, it won't be perfect. No system is. But it's certainly going to be better than what we have right now, where we have the most expensive health care on Earth. And it's something like 36th in terms of quality. And it's not geared toward health. It's geared toward making money, selling products, some of which are ineffective, some of which are dangerous. And when you look at the latitude the medical industrial complex is given, I mean, no other business in the U.S. is allowed to collude on their pricing. No other industry in the U.S. is allowed to charge anything it wants without disclosing costs before delivering the service. No other industry is allowed to operate without competition. All of these things are illegal. There are laws against it, but they are not being enforced. We'll be back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them,
and we're bloated.
Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on over to the Brexit. The European Union does not want to abide by the EU agreement, the Title 50 part. They're trying to find some way they can justify saying, no, we're not going to let you go. You are our slaves forever, and forget about that Title 50 nonsense or Article 50. You know, you are ours, slave. So the EU is warning of impossible Brexit negotiations with Great Britain, following UK Prime Minister Theresa May accusing Brussels of trying to meddle in the upcoming elections this summer. You know, how dare you say we're meddling? Well, that's just going to spoil the Brexit negotiations. They could go on for 200-300 years before anything actually happens. And now, of course, Brussels is demanding Great Britain pay the entire cost of the negotiations. If you want to leave, you will pay for the negotiations, air travel, hotel, all the rest of it. And that's on top of the 100 billion euro divorce settlement Brussels is demanding that Great Britain cough on up. And just to show you how petty these people can get, the European Union's Juncker, the top boss of it, says he's going to stop speaking English now. because it's not an important language anymore. You just go away. You will speak something else from now on. We're going to go ahead and take a couple of phone calls here. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got in a little, I got in a little late. How are you feeling today?
Actually, a lot better. Thank you.
That's good. You know, I have the Fed and North Korea on my mind. First, I'd like to thank Mike from Brazil for responding, and I look forward to hearing from him because I'm really looking at Brazil as a place that I'd like to move to, and I'm looking at Santa Catarina.
I don't know about Brazil. Costa Rica, a lot of people are recommending that right now. If Claire and I had, well, you know, they're not part of BRICS, so they're not going to get attacked by the United States. Sooner or later, the United States is going to find a way to get into a war or overthrow the government of Brazil in order to get them out of the BRICS arrangement.
Yeah, but I also worry about a potential nuclear war, and I'd rather be as far south as possible. I don't know if that makes a difference.
It might give you a little more time. That was kind of the basic storyline of the film On the Beach, that at the start of it, only Australia is still survivable, but by the end of the movie, everybody's gone.
Yeah. Mike, on the Fed, have you heard anything about the this audit the Fed bill? Because I haven't heard a thing. And perhaps, you know, the Fed got to these senators and said, oh, we're going to crash the economy. But I don't know why these senators, like, you know, I guess because they're all in the pocket of the banksters, they don't say, okay, you're going to crash the economy, we're going to revoke your charter.
Probably because revoking the charter without having a replacement all set to go would be a very, very bad thing. There's certain pragmatism. Audit the Fed, it sounds really good during the election season, but again, the election is over, and our politicians are going to go back to doing what they're told by their real masters, which is the money power. The last time that Ron Paul got the audit the Fed bill going, the Federal Reserve did imply, if you try and audit us, we will crash the economy, or the economy will have devastating negative effects to the audit. But it was as much as a threat. And of course, what Ron Paul wanted, what we the American people deserve, is a full and complete audit of the Federal Reserve so that we can find out just how much wealth the private central bank has extracted from the pockets of the American people for the last 100 years, all in exchange for ink, paper, printing presses, and some computers. It's going to be a phenomenal amount, and that is why the Federal Reserve fights the idea of an audit tooth and nail.
Don't we have a replacement already in existence? How the country's economy was governed before 1913? In a sense, the Treasury could just print the money?
Yeah, but you'd have to print it up and have it warehoused before you took down the central bank. And some countries in Europe are already doing that. France never gave up the franc internally. Francs are accepted along with euros. A few years ago, Germany actually started printing up new franc notes, and they've got them warehoused in anticipation of the collapse of the euro. You have to plan for these things because there has to be enough currency for the entire population ready to go into circulation at a moment's notice before you pull the plug on the Federal Reserve. You know, before you burn the bridge behind you, you've got to build one in front of you.
Yeah. Lastly, on North Korea, did you notice that story? I mean, occasionally I'll go to Fox News website. There was this rather attractive North Korean this woman who was defected from North Korea. Basically, she was very critical of the regime, you know, the regime in Pyongyang, saying, oh, she's all for the U.S. going in there. And I wonder, where do they find these people? Is this woman a defector? I mean, who knows?
We don't know. We don't know. Remember the Kuwaiti nurse that got us into Operation Desert Storm?
Exactly. The ambassador's daughter.
Yeah, she was really the ambassador's daughter. So, yeah, they do lie that blatantly to us.
Right. Okay, Mike. Well, you guys have a great weekend.
All right, same to you. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Brendan in San Francisco. Aloha, Brendan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Quick shout-out to Bob in Las Vegas. Great questions. Listen, just a couple quick items. Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, by the way, she's in porn. Just thought you might find that funny. Steve Pachenik addressed these doctors, these so-called doctors that were calling out Trump's mental stability, and he basically blasted those guys. It's a good video to watch. I took the liberty, I hope you don't mind, I started a crowdfund for move Mike and Claire back to the mainland, and it's the number 2 because they only give you so many spaces to write. So the GoFundMe again is move Mike and Claire back to mainland, number 2. I hope you don't mind I took the liberty of doing that.
Well, if it works, fine, but am I correct in thinking that if it fails to meet its objective, the money goes back to the people who sent it in, right?
Oh, sure. I'm sure it does.
Okay. All right. I got to be very honest. Thank you for doing this. I'm a little nervous about this. Of course, you know, I'm terrible at asking for money and support, but thank you for setting it up, and certainly if it works, Claire and I would be extraordinarily grateful.
Well, and the genesis of the idea was I heard Alex Jones mention that he is committed to starting a roundtable of different, I hate using the term alt-right or whatever, independent media. And you immediately popped to mind in the struggles of missing all the speaking engagements. And Claire, it immediately came to mind. And today I was just going to call in and ask you about it, and then I thought, well, let me just look at it, and then it was like, it looked pretty easy to set up. I've never done that before, but and I put your emails attached to it, so you can keep track of whatever's happening. But I believe there's enough listeners out there. A $10 donation would easily meet the. I put a $50K as the amount, and I'm going to contribute to that as soon as I get off the phone. I wanted to mention Gene Sharp's How to Start a Revolution. It's a great video. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure about his politics, but the video itself was interesting historically. And there's a lot of peer-to-peer things going on as far as bartering and trading and eliminating the middleman, like the banks, for example. And I think these are moves that we can make together to try to undermine this machine, and that's kind of where my head is at.
Okay. Well, you know, I get really chilled at the word revolution, but like I told that earlier caller, given that I am out of any ideas on how to change the course of the nation peacefully and legally, I'm accepting the reality that we may be seeing a revolution and a civil war, and I don't want that. But we have to acknowledge it is a very real possibility. And the more the government goes on with its current economic policies of looting and plundering the people for the benefit of the money junkies, and the further along it goes on with the war agenda, the probability of that kind of an event begins to increase. And that's not even taking into account whatever it is George Soros is trying to do with all of his paid provocateurs rioting all over the place.
Yeah, this is a nonviolent approach, and it lets you know how many people actually are like-minded with symbols. And there was a whole series of banging pots and pans during the winter because it was so cold, but people from their balconies were banging pans, and throughout the whole city, they knew they had comrades that were on board. So nonviolent, and then... I think we need to use the tactics of, like, boycotting products and calling in. I hear CBS got bombarded with thousands of calls calling for his fire and its firing of Colbert, and it started, trending to get rid of that clown. I can't even stand listening to him for a second. But we need to find common ground with the so-called left, like-minded people, and once again, I'm totally anti-war. My family, my dad was in Korea. He fought in Korea as a teenager. He actually lied about his age from Berlin, New Hampshire to Korea at the mm-hmm. age of 16, and it really had an effect on my family, and I don't want to see this continue. I mean, it's time to take action, and if we can boycott products, call into CBS, and just find common ground with people that are at least have this one thing in common, anti-war, we can make things move. We can start something here.
Well, we all have common ground in one important point, and that is we all want lives of peace and prosperity, not just for ourselves, but for our children. And that means we are definitely united in this opposition to any more wars of conquest. We're united in opposition to a political economic system that treats us as little more than walking wallets, and we can come together. And maybe that's what Soros is trying to do with all of his provocateurs, is keep the American population divided and angry with each other, because that was certainly part of the agenda back during COINTELPRO in the 1960s, not let the American people come together as an American people and then call on the government to start doing what the people want, because them's the rules. That's the way this country is supposed to be working. We're supposed to have a government that represents us and takes care of our nation and our people first and foremost, and we don't have that right now. We have an oligarchy that's in love with Israel and is totally out of control and feels that it is above the law and above reproach and unaccountable to the ordinary American citizen. And that is most assuredly not the nation that is described in that Constitution.
Yeah, if they're not in love with Israel, they're certainly compromised by them. I mean, I hear Epstein's possibly a Mossad agent, and it's the oldest trick in the book, this honey trap. That's why I think we should give these perverts a jubilee on prosecution and try to work with them to get these people out. We do need to vote a lot of these folks out. Also, I'm stocking up on my tar and feathers,
yes.
And I'm going to have that handy to just start tar and feathering these politicians and local media. These local newscasters need to be shamed for promoting this garbage, rush to war and all that. Once again, it's move Mike and Claire back to the mainland. I'll let you go, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. Thank you for the efforts and the kind words. We're rushing toward the top of the hour. We're only going to take two more phone calls, and we've got to close the lines. Dan in Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking the call. I just had a question for you about the BRICS system. Do you know if there was a plan with Nixon and China when he opened up China, since he knew that taking us off the gold standard with, you know, fiat currencies don't last a long time? Was the BRICS system kind of part of a deal to eventually have a deal with China where they would take control of the global money system through that?
No. I mean, first of all, the United States did not want to give up control of the global money system. The same situation was there with Great Britain going into World War II. At the start of World War II, the British pound sterling was the global trade and banking currency, off of which the Bank of England profited handsomely. But Roosevelt's deal with Churchill was that he would bring the United States into the war against Nazi Germany, but only if Great Britain surrendered the pound sterling's position as the global trade and banking currency and allowed the U.S. dollar to take on over. And so Churchill finally agreed. Roosevelt set up the Pearl Harbor hoax to get us into the war against the Nazis through the back door of Japan. And then once it was all over, they had the meeting at Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, which hammered out the details of the U.S. dollar being the global trade and banking currency. And then the U.S. proceeded immediately to break the restrictions that were in that agreement, which has led to the situation where Nixon had to end gold convertibility and then try and prop up international support for U.S. dollars by making the petrodollar deal with all the oil-producing nations. Sell your oil only for the dollar, invest the dollars back in the U.S. economy, and we will guarantee your safety militarily from Israel. And as more and more of the Middle Eastern countries are being attacked by Israel, they've come to understand the U.S. can't honor their half of the deal. And that's one of the reasons why Iraq said we want to sell our oil for the euro. It's one of the reasons why Libya wanted to sell their oil for the gold dinar. And so now the U.S. is trying to drag the world back to the petrodollar or Bretton Woods through at the point of a bayonet.
Okay, that was my question, and they got other callers, so thanks for taking the call.
All right, thank you. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines because I'm way behind in my talking points and Claire's about to start. James in Tokyo, Ohio Gozaimas.
Ohio Gozaimas. How are you, Mike?
Genki desu. Anata wa.
Good with it.
私もお元気ですよ. I'm very impressed with you, the Gong Show and the and the mid-1970s the porno movies you've done with the mask over your head and the animation and the talk show. I'm just so impressed with you, Michael. I can't even tell you, you know?
Yeah, I think you're confusing me for somebody else with that mask over the head thing.
Hey, and listen, I went to...
I lack the necessary dimensions, so to speak.
Well, me too. But anyway, I went to Kashime Baraki, which is prefecture 2 away from Tokyo. They have Tokyo, then Chiba.
All right, James, I got to put you on hold. I'm sorry, put you on hold. Sit here for 3 minutes. I'm going to take the rest of your call when we come back from the commercials.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're trying to get back to our caller. Let me scroll back up here because I lost sight of it. I had a little tiny window. Okay, we were talking with James in Tokyo. And James, what else did you want to say?
Well, I want to say two things. Well, first, I went to Kashima Ibaraki, where I have that beach house, and I checked everything out with my Soaks dosimeter, and It's a pretty good one, $400 or $500, and I check the ocean water, some fish, some vegetables, my land, and water that comes from a well that I own, and everything came out fine. You know, there's no, like, you know, severe background radiation. It was even less in Tokyo. And this place is about 130 miles from the Fukushima incident. So I just want to tell you that. I mean, I'm just telling you the truth, what happened. But I'm back in Tokyo now. Anyway, I want to talk about, like, a little bit about economics. I wouldn't do the Baltic Dry Index for any indicator of the economy. That's just, like, something that has to do with, like, the price of shipping rates, and there are a lot
of
other
factors. It's a measure of the bulk shipment of raw materials to manufacturers. And that is the first indicator you have about where the economy is going to go, because if the economy is improving and people are buying more products, then manufacturers need to make more products and they order more raw materials, and the Baltic Dry Index goes up. But the index is going down, which is a bad indicator.
That's part of it, Michael, but it's also the cost of shipping. And there's, like, other factors you need to consider, like the glut of ships that are currently present, the cost of fuel. So all these, you know, like, glut of ships are competing for different contracts, and that's why, like, it's the same thing, like, with the ships, like Seadrill and company. They're trying to, like, you know, drill. Just too many ships, and it's just something I just wouldn't base, you know, the economy on. But I would base it on, like stuff about, like, real people. I met someone earlier today who moved here from San Francisco, and she's like, "Yeah, in San Francisco, I'm making $4,000 a month, but my rent is like $3,000, and I'm paying, you know, and I have to pay a $700 fee for Obamacare because I can't afford it, and, you know, I'm here now and I get free health care, but I make less, but rent is less, and I'm living better, and I don't think I want to go back." So, you know, there are a lot of different things, you know, a lot of different
Casting too wide a net. First of all, on the Baltic Dry Index, the cost of shipping isn't included in the calculation. The fact that there is a surplus of ships actually tends to push shipping costs down. It's when there's a shortage of ships that they go on up. But yeah, when you're considering where you want to live, it's not just a factor of how much you're going to earn, but how much it's going to cost you to live and what kind of a quality of lifestyle you will have for that money. And it is possible to live very well in places like Costa Rica on money that would leave you basically homeless here in the United States. So it's a complex issue. Anyway, listen, James, I'm going to have to let you go. We're coming up here on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. We're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the show, so we're going to be back here soon with the Lady Claire.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.